Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast with Kate Donovan.
Fried fam, if you've been giving everything you've got to your work and are running on fumes, you're not alone. Burnout isn't a failing. It's your nervous system stuck in survival mode, and you can't sustain your energy from that place. That's why we've created Unfried, a 5-month group coaching program that helps mission-driven high achievers like yourself rebuild safety, calm their nervous system, and recover in a way that lasts. When you heal, you don't just get your energy back, you get your mission back. We've got 2 groups of 6 starting October 7th and 8th. Apply now and secure your spot at katedonovan.com/unfried.
Fried, the Burnout Podcast.
Hey, Fried fam. We have been at this together for a while now. It's been over 4 years and over 215 episodes. And I want to, today, in less than 10 minutes, summarize the basics of what you need to recover from burnout. This episode is an amazing place to start if you need some guidance because you're stuck or you're just beginning your journey. Doesn't matter where you are in your burnout recovery journey. This coming back to these principles will always be useful. Number one. Foundational self-care. I know I talk about this a lot. I know, I get it, I hear you. And also, I talk about it a lot for good reason. In literally thousands of conversations that I've had around burnout, and I mean literally in its actual true form, right now, literally thousands of conversations, this has come up 999 times, and that one I mean in literally not the literal sense because I didn't count, but it comes up constantly. Foundational self-care is meeting your basic needs and responding to your body when it tells you that it has one of those needs. I'm talking about drinking when you're thirsty, resting or sleeping when you're tired, eating when you're hungry, and yes, my fried family, peeing when you have to pee. In order to do this, you will have to actually tune into your body, which you likely haven't done ever. You might actually be an absolute perfectionist when it comes to overriding your body's simplest and most necessary functions and signals. I know that I certainly was. Tuning into your body and being aware of its signals is called interoception. I-N-T-E-R-O-C-E-P-T-I-O-N, interoception. That word is going to come up in a future episode, so keep your ears peeled? So keep your ears peeled for that vocab word, interoception. It is your ability to be aware of what's going on in your body, both physically and emotionally. If your interoception sucks, we have a tool that we talk about over and over on Fried that actually helps build interoception. Can you guess what it is? If you said no, yoga nidra, ding, 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 winner, winner, chicken dinner. Yoga Nidra helps you be more mindful of what's happening in your body by helping you actually spend time sensing your body. And it's free. Yay for free healing. We're into it. You will likely need to come back to the practice of interoception, recognizing your body's signals, responding to them, providing this foundational self-care over and over again, because getting in touch with all of these different sensations takes time, and it likely feels a little bit uncomfortable because you've been taught probably most of your life to not do it. The more you notice and the more you pay attention, the more obvious the signals will become to you. And I don't want you to rush this either. Get to know one small thing at a time. Do a step-by-step process. Allow this onion to unpeel. So first thing that you need is foundational self-care on some level at some point, at all points during your recovery. The next thing you need is an upgraded boundary system. There is not a conversation that happens around burnout recovery that doesn't touch on boundaries at some point. But in order to be able to do boundaries well, guess what you need to get better at? Yes, today's vocabulary word, interoception. One of the reasons we don't set boundaries is because we don't actually feel the massive effect our shitty boundaries have on us because we aren't aware enough of our body signals to even notice. When I say shitty boundaries, I mean both the internal and the external boundaries, and I mean both the inability to let people in to help you and this really strong rigidness around keeping people out. Boundaries should be more flexible than they are rigid, and we're usually doing flexibility and rigidity at the wrong times with the wrong people. Next week's episode is super boundary heavy, so I won't dive more into it than what we're saying just in this short few minutes. I want you to make sure you tune in next week so that you can hear Haley Page McGee drop some serious knowledge on this topic. The conversation was so fire, so stay tuned for that next week. The third thing that sets up the core components of burnout recovery is community. Burnout recovery isn't an alone thing, and sometimes learning boundaries, developing self-love, accepting that you're worth your own attention requires you to be in the presence of someone or many people who can hold that kind of space for you. This can be a free community like the Fried Facebook group, your local mom group, a religious community, a meetup group about self-development, an entrepreneur group. Hell, there is a group for everything these days. Part of burnout is due to isolation, and often that isolation is due to this incessant need to do everything alone, that super autonomous self-sufficiency that Gabor Mate talks about, because we learn somewhere along the line that we couldn't depend on other people. And while it's absolutely true that you can't depend on everyone, there are people that you can depend on for certain things in certain situations. And learning to let that in and gauge who to ask for what and when is something that can feel a little scary and a little vulnerable and requires a lot of practice, but is so damn worth it. None of us are getting through this life alone, so I would really love it if you stopped trying to do that. Now, my friends, those are the three core components that you will always need to recover from burnout. And like every single episode, those three components are not the exhaustive list of things that you need to recover from burnout. But I wouldn't be able to tell you exactly what things will help you recover from burnout without actually having a conversation with you. We don't have at Fried a step-by-step guide for one-on-one coaching that we bring every single client through, because Sarah and I both come from a Chinese medicine background where it is absolutely understood that the pathway to a disease for each person is different, and therefore the pathway away from that disease is different as well. What we talked about today are some of the components that I see shared in most cases. If you lean into them on a regular basis, you will help yourself recover, and you will probably be able to uncover what else you might need that doesn't fall into these three core components just by leaning into these a little bit more. My ask today is that you allow your recovery journey to unfold step by step. Don't try to do it all at once. First, because that doesn't work. Second, because that doesn't work. And third, because you'll literally end up more burnt out. And well, that is like the opposite of working. Fried fam, three core components. You've got this. I am sending you so much love today. Be gentle with yourselves. Learn your body's signals and needs. Rise to meet them. Use them to guide your boundaries and allow yourself to be supported in a community. Until next time.
Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast with Kate Donovan.
Fried fam, if you've been giving everything you've got to your work and are running on fumes, you're not alone. Burnout isn't a failing. It's your nervous system stuck in survival mode, and you can't sustain your energy from that place. That's why we've created Unfried, a 5-month group coaching program that helps mission-driven high achievers like yourself rebuild safety, calm their nervous system, and recover in a way that lasts. When you heal, you don't just get your energy back, you get your mission back. We've got two groups of six starting October 7th and 8th. Apply now and secure your spot at katedonovan.com/unfried.